We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:07 on Total Information AM. Twice in a recent 16-year period, the President of the United States was elected with fewer overall votes than his competitor. Both George W. Bush in 2000, Donald Trump in 2016 did not win more votes, but succeeded by winning the Electoral College. A Pew Research poll conducted at the end of June shows that more than 6 in 10 Americans say the way the president is elected should be changed to reflect the winner of the nationwide popular vote. This reflects a one-year increase of nearly 100%. And joining us is Marilyn McLeod, the Missouri president of the League of Women Voters. The group continues to push for the national popular vote for the presidency. Marilyn, thank you for being with us. So why does the League want to see a change?
Good morning, and thanks for having me. Well, each person's vote should count, and the popular vote would be the way to go. That way we are certain every vote counts.
And if the latest poll shows that there's that many Americans, again, the Pew Research poll, 6 in 10 Americans say they want the president elected by a popular vote. If that is true, why hasn't it changed?
Well, it's a pretty complicated story going back about 200 and some years to the origins of the Constitution, where the concept of the Electoral College came to play. I am not a scholar of the Electoral College, but my understanding is here you had folks who came from monarchies, and now they were creating something very new. And they debated long and hard on how the top person would be elected, and they came up with this plan, you know, which was this Electoral College or electors. So, you know, it reflects the time of from when it came, and of course, it's in the Constitution. To change the Constitution is a major project where you have to have the House and Senate both approve it, and then it has to go to the states, and you have to have a certain percentage of the states' legislatures approve it. So it's quite a complicated process. And I'll just say this. I've been voting in presidential elections for a very long time, since 1968, and always the Electoral College lined up quite nicely with the popular vote. So I don't know that people really had an issue with it. I may be speaking for myself on that. I mean, it just seemed a formality until the year 2000, when we realized, oh, wait a minute, it works differently than we actually thought.
Mm. So how long has the League supported changing the system? How far does that go back, Marilyn?
It goes back really far. I was quite surprised at this. You know, the League is a nonpartisan organization, so we are very careful that our issues are studied, and they do not have a partisan bent. They are simply studied for the issue, public policy issue. And back in like 1970, the League of Women Voters studied the issue and determined that the popular vote was the way to go, and that the Electoral College needed to be ended, or amended from the Constitution. So it's quite some time if you think about that.
Sometimes, Marilyn, I wonder if the existence of Electoral College makes it even less likely that people will even engage in voting. We have such a poor voter registration and a poor voter turnout in this country. And there are many reasons for that, of course, why Americans don't vote. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, a democracy works best when as many people as possible, if not all people, vote. And, you know, there are some countries that require voting. So, you know, we are a country of freedom, and we take whether we want to vote or not. And the league's position is always the more people vote, the better it is. I agree with your statement that if people think that their vote doesn't count in this regard, in terms of the Electoral College superseding a popular vote, that would discourage a lot of people from voting. And so that's another reason to go to a pure popular vote. And every other election that we know of, it is the popular vote or the majority vote that wins whatever race it is. So the very convoluted method of the Electoral College, and we see what happens here where, certain states then become trigger states where it is so intense about how politicians address those states, and those are the ones that get all the attention. We've certainly seen that, in the last few elections. So the league definitely supports the popular vote. The one way of a workaround that was developed is called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. And that does not take away the Electoral College from the Constitution. It doesn't require that. But it uses it by having each state decide to put their electors to vote in favor of whoever wins at the national level as opposed to at the state level. So a certain number of states have already signed on to that. I'm trying to think how many, maybe 15 or 16 states. I could be mistaken on that, so don't quote me. And they would be putting together their electoral votes. And once the number of states reached at least 270, then it would go into effect. And therefore, there would be the likelihood that the person elected by majority for the popular vote would be also win the Electoral College. Did that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah. It's interesting, Marilyn. Before we go, just a quick one for me. You mentioned other countries and how they vote. Are there any countries that even come close to how we select our presidents?
I don't think so. I can't. I'm not a scholar on that, but I would say this is pretty unique. I think other countries wonder how is it possible that we could have someone get all, the majority votes, but still not be president.
Marilyn, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.